This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're getting excited about what should be the actual home run derby that took place during the All-Stars game, the almost All-Stars game? Come on, you got to give me a break here. Baseball could do better than that. What a waste of time that exhibition was last night. Almost All-Stars game, you're going to get excited about it? The game that means nothing, that ends in a tie and has this silly swing-off that people are going nuts about. Now, you want to say that you were entertained by it? So be it. If you love it that much and you think it's so great for the game, then why don't they implement that instead of the ghost runner at second base in extra innings? Why don't we see that in the postseason? I'll tell you why. Because it's a gimmick that is an All-Stars game nonsensical thing. And that, if you get excited about the, well, three swings, three outs, ooh, the drama, that's what the home run derby should be. Baseball is at times like the Yankees, you know, playing your best second baseman at third base. Major League Baseball played their best home run derby during the All-Star game. They should have done that the night before. And how are you going to take it so seriously when the best participants on each team aren't even involved for multiple reasons? Booney had an answer for it after the game last night. Hey, why the heck, when you come down to a swing-off to win American League, National League, with so much on the line, and you know what that so much on the line is? Bonuses, player bonuses, the same stuff that everybody got mad at Juan Soto for. What do you think these players want to win the game for? Pride for the American League or National League? Please, spare me. They want whatever the bonus is that they're getting for the winning team. So Aaron, why the heck wouldn't you have Aaron Judge in this thing? Well, these decisions were predetermined on Monday, who they were going to have for their swing-off, the swing-off participants. And guys have travel plans after the All-Star game. Hey, all right, I'm going to play 2-3 innings, get 2-3 at-bats. See ya. Talk to the media real quick, and then I'm going on vacation for a couple of days. I mean, that's what goes on, which is fine. I have no issue with it. It's an exhibition game. But then don't tell me that, oh, it's so great for the game of baseball. The swing-off. What drama. You know, it seems to me more people that follow baseball care about the World Baseball Classic and the swing-off than the actual games that matter. As Shohei himself, who said yesterday on the red carpet, another worthless endeavor at the almost All-Stars game, Shohei Ohtani on the red carpet talking about how he had more fun playing in the WBC than the actual World Series. What? What are we doing? So if players and a lot of fans love the worthless baseball classic and get all into the almost All-Stars game and the swing-off, then maybe we should just make a league. Instead of having teams that represent each city, we have teams that represent the countries, and you could have swing-offs throughout those games. Then maybe baseball will be getting to something here. Maybe that can make the regular season more impactful. But come on, guys. How are we going to take that seriously last night? You're going to take that exhibition that seriously and be that into it when even with the results not mattering, even with the entertainment that could be provided with the quote-unquote swing-off, you didn't even have the best participants. Booty had a guy in there never heard of before. Who is that third guy going for the American League on the Rays? What, are you kidding me? Who is this guy? He's going to be one of your swing-off participants? That's going to go up against Schwarber and Alonso? Come on, man. And that's supposed to be the crown jewel of the almost All-Stars game? Oh, and then some of the other popular talk is this. Well, baseball's All-Stars game is so much better than the other sports. That's the measuring stick? That's the measuring stick? Come on. Those other All-Star games, the Pro Bowl, whatever you want to call them, they're worthless. They are absolutely worthless. So Major League Baseball's almost All-Stars game is a little better than almost than totally worthless. It's almost worth it. Okay. I mean, I guess if that's what we want to hang your hat on. But goodness gracious, you watch that game, joke's on you. I'm not going to get sucked into that nonsense. That was a waste of time. However long that game took, you're staying up. I was in bed, nice and fast asleep. Watch a couple episodes of The Bear Call tonight. Glad I did. Swing off. Come on. The swing off was a home run derby. For the young kids who got into that, hey, that's what home run derbies used to be. Forget this clock nonsense and everybody running around. You can't even follow pitch after pitch, and it's ridiculous. That's what the home run derby used to be. Here you go. You get 10 swings or 10 outs. See what you can do with it. That way you could actually get this. Follow what the bleep is going on. Here's the pitch. There's the swing. Is it gone? Is it an out? And keep the count going. Also, guys don't get gassed midway through the home run derby. So I think baseball is onto something. They stumbled across it. Just like it took them, you know, 6 years or whatever to go back to the original uniforms. What a brilliant concept. I mean, yeah, Manfred belongs in the Hall of Fame. I'm with you, A-Rod. Manfred and his staff, they belong in the Hall of Fame for coming up with a brilliant idea to have players wear the team's jersey that they will be representing in the almost All-Stars game. Brilliant. And now they stumbled across another genius idea. The swing-off, it's almost like that would be the better version of the home run derby. Oh, man, baseball, just really brilliant here. Not to mention that the MVP thing is a total farce. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan, BT on vacation. Our friends at Town Fair Tire reminds you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. I mean, it's not bad enough that it was the almost All-Stars game. Then you know how these things work. It's all predetermined. This guy will get an inning. This guy's going to pitch here. I want to get everybody in the game. We know it's only going to be 9 innings because the game really doesn't matter. So it'll end in a tie. We'll go to the swing off, take the best players out of the game. Nobody really trying to win the game. And even in the swing off where everything's on the line, 3 swings for each participant in the swing off of the almost All-Stars game, whoever's in the clubhouse is available. And that's not Judge or it's not Ohtani. You know, those guys have predetermined plans, which is great. But then don't tell me how great the swing off is. It's a joke. Mike is in Oceanside. What's up, Mike?
Man, oh, man. For someone who didn't watch the game, you got a lot to say.
Well, I'm prepared as always, Mike. Are you surprised?
No, not that. You're a consummate pro. You watched the game.
No, I boycotted. I told you I was boycotting yesterday. No Soto, no Sal. Did you watch?
I watched it. I thought it was great. I thought that whole ending was great.
So you liked it. You liked the swing off.
Loved it.
Yeah. Who was the guy for the American League that hit third in the swing off? Can you tell me his name? Because I'm not familiar with it.
The guy who hit third?
Yeah. Booney chose three players.
No, I can't tell you.
Me neither. Me neither. But at least I have a reason. I boycotted the game. You watched it and you don't even know who it is. Point is, how can you get that excited about it, Mike, when you didn't even have the best participants in it? Just like the home run derby. Didn't have the best participants in it. Last night, and they swing off all the marbles on the line. National League, American League. Ooh, the drama. Where's Judge? I don't know. He's traveling on his vacation. Where's Ohtani? I don't know. He's out of here.
They had Alonso in.
Yeah, well,
he just didn't get in there.
Yeah, because Pete didn't start, so Pete was Pete comes in the game a little bit later, and he stayed throughout. I mean, I don't know if that's a personal thing where Pete wanted to stay, or you know, maybe he didn't have travel plans to get out of there. Maybe he wanted to hang around until the end. Who knows? But I do think it had something to do with he got in the game later than obviously Judge, who started the game. And
gotcha.
Look, if you liked it, Mike, that's fine. I boycotted the game, and I put it this way: when I woke up, I felt good about boycotting the almost All-Stars game last night. Now, I did it for a reason. I told you, I wanted to watch the game. I just can't get behind Major League Baseball if they don't have the best players in what I used to call the All-Star game, in what has now become the almost All-Stars game. Can't be the all-star game without all the stars. Almost all-stars game, as I spell it out for you. No Soto, no Sal. I woke up this morning. Now, I got a little bit of texting last night. I tried to avoid it. Matter of fact, when I finally got to sit down on the couch last night at like 9 p.m., which is way too late anyway. You get home, you got to clean this, clean that, take this out, do that, put the daughter to sleep, make sure the dog is fed, blah, 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 blah. By the time I finally sat down on the couch, like 9 o'clock, and I'm like, all right, what are we going to watch? And my wife goes to put on the TV. We got YouTube TV. And I hear the Almost All-Stars game. And I go, shut off. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. Boycotting. She's like, what? What's wrong with you? She doesn't know about the No Soto, No Sal. Boycotting. I don't want to see it. And then we put on the bear or whatever. We got to that. Now, I was getting some texts. You know, a couple of group texts sent me the polar bear emoji. And then a couple of people talk about Alonzo, MVP. So, and then I saw a little bit on social media. So that's how I was following it a little bit. As it was happening, I guess, on social media. But I did not watch the game, not a second of the game. And then this morning, I woke up, read about it, and I watched the condensed version, which took like 20 minutes. So who's the sucker? You, who spent, what, 2.5 hours, maybe 3 hours, however long it went? Whatever time it ended? Or me, who caught up on everything in just 20 condensed minutes from the meaningless, almost All-Stars game? Eddie is on Long Island. Eddie?
Hey, what's going on?
How are you, Eddie?
Good, good. I'm like you, man. I boycotted that All-Star
game
last night.
There we go, Eddie. I like it.
All right. But I jumped on the air. I want to hear, what do you mean by this almost All-Star game?
Well, Soto wasn't involved. So it can't be an All-Star game if it's it was almost All-Stars. Almost all the stars participated. No Soto, no Sal. Not really an all-star game because it can't be all stars, Eddie. And thank you for the call. And I'm glad you boycotted along with me. When you say all-star game, that implies all the stars of the game participated, right? So I mean, I can't call it that. You can call whatever you want. I can't call it that. It was the almost all-stars game. They had a lot of stars there, many stars there, not all stars there, almost all stars. Anthony's in Toms River, New Jersey. What's up, Ant?
Hey, Sal. How you doing today?
Good, Ant. How are you?
Good. You know, I used to love the All-Star game as a kid. I'm 38. I remember, like, you know, the All-Star game in Fenway and, like, in Safeco Field for Cal Ripken's last game. Somewhere along the line, I just felt like I lost so much interest. I mean, to me, this is not a very complex thing. If you're going to fix the All-Star game, number one for me, not every team needs a representative. Because there are better players that are not getting chosen because they have to choose people from other teams. And I don't know if players are going to do this, but the starter nine need to play the whole game. Like Aaron Judge and Ohtani should be in the game. And if you are going to have this swing off, which I'm not crazy about, Ohtani versus Judge, it's that simple. I mean, if you do all those things to me, at least I'm going to be watching.
Yeah, well, I mean, those things would make it more interesting, and I don't think you're going to go back to those days, and thank you for the call. The starters should play the majority of the game. That's how it used to be. The starters played the majority of the game because the game used to matter. Matter what? What was on the line? Pride was on the line. National League versus the American League. I'm sure there were some bonuses involved. I don't know that to be factual, but it was more so about pride. You know, I hate to go back to the 80s or 90s or whatever, but obviously now players all love each other. The leagues are intertwined, so it's not about pride versus National League and American League. There is no such thing anymore. It's all interleague, so they got to figure that out, and eventually they will, probably after there's a lockout or a strike or whatever it may be in a year or so, and we'll have to be dealing with that nonsense from Major League Baseball yet again. Hey, baseball may have the better almost All-Stars game than everybody else. They also lock out and strike better than anybody else. Nobody hits you in the face with a lockout like Major League Baseball does. So we're all anticipating that. But there are ways to make it more interesting, and that would be one. Look, it's bottom line, it's all about competition. So to me, that's what sports are about, competition. We talk about this with the NBA. We could talk about this with Major League Baseball. Whatever it may be, it's about competition. And in the NBA, one of the reasons why we critique the regular season is because you can't tell me that they're trying to win every game if they're resting their best players. So whatever night you're resting your best player, it's clearly not about competition that night. Major League Baseball. If you're pulling out your starter because of a pitch limit or an innings limit in the fifth or sixth inning, it's not about competition that night. It's about preserving him. So your priority is not winning the game, which is what sports is supposed to be about. Winning the game, competition. Your priority, obviously you want to win the game, sure, but your priority is either resting players or trying to prevent injury. So it's not about the true competition. And in the almost All-Star game, The last thing it's about is competition. Yeah, sure, they want to win. They're not trying to win. If you were trying to win, would you pitch Paul Skeens just one inning? Would you take Aaron Judge out after just two at-bats? You wouldn't. So you can't tell me that they're not really trying to win. They're not prioritizing winning. Therefore, there is no competition. Therefore, to me, it's a clear exhibition that you might as well have Savannah Bananas running out there. Cue the music. Where are the yellow balls? Hey, I got a way to make it more entertaining. Have every foul ball that's hit in the stands, if it's caught, it's an out. Steal it from the Savannah Bananas. That'll make it more interesting in the almost All-Stars game for Major League Baseball. Not to mention the blatantly obvious. If you're going based off of the swing, what do you call it? The swing derby, whatever the hell it's called there. The swing off. Swing off. That's time now for a swing off. That's just a genius name. The almost All-Star game swing off. Hey, where's Judge? Somebody want to get Judgey in here? Oh, sorry, Skip. He's on the plane. And actually, it wasn't even that. Like, I wish it was like that. That would be funnier. It was predetermined. On Monday, Aaron Boone knew, okay, well, Judge's going to be out after. Like, all this stuff. Yankees predetermined stuff anyway. But especially in the almost All-Stars game, everybody's doing it. This guy will pitch this inning, this inning. Like, it's all mapped out. It's Boone's dream. Everybody's got their lanes, including the players. Not just the pitchers. All right, Judge's going to give us two at-bats. He's going to be on his plane wherever he's going. Lindor's going to give his two at-bats. He's going to go visit his family and spend time with his parents. Like, and that's, I'm not knocking the players. That's great. Good for them. They should get time off. It's a long, grueling season. But then don't tell me about how great the Major League Baseball almost All-Stars game is. You don't have your best players in the game. That's a fact. And then even during the game, you don't have your best players that got selected aren't playing throughout. And you expect me to go nuts about it or care about it? Come on. You screw up the home run derby with the clock and nobody can follow what the hell's going on. Guys are getting gassed. Not to mention they don't have the best home run hitters in it. And then the best version of the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Home Run Derby, we saw in the swing-off. Even without the best participants possible. Amedeo is calling from, or how do you say your name? Amedeo. There you go. Amedeo from Staten Island. What's on your mind, buddy?
Sal, I feel like that Pete Alonso was robbed of his thunder yesterday because he hit that home run, that three-run homer, and they just, all of a sudden, the Padres pitchers just messed that whole game up.
Oh, you get Diaz, just, too. You can't leave Diaz out of it. I know it was an infield grounder.
Yeah, but Suarez comes in, and come on, Diaz, it wasn't his fault.
He did give up the tying run. I mean, you can't absolve him of that. He gave up the ground to the Kwan there, allowing the tying run to score.
But did you see, like, even from the first Padres pitcher, that guy, mm-hmm. Morjon, whatever his name is,
he
comes in with a 6-0 lead, and he just botched that whole thing. And Alonso had, I'm like saying, you know, I love the All-Star game. I always loved the All-Star game. I'm saying, finally, a Met is having the glory in our All-Star game, and the Thunder gets stolen from him by who else? A Philly. You know, it's just crazy.
I didn't even think about it that way.
He was the only Philly, I think, that made it, too.
I didn't even think about it that way, Amedeo, and thank you for the call. Now, you stole my thunder with the Alonso stuff, but guess what we're going to do? We're going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to talk about Pete Alonso not winning the All-Star Game MVP, and we'll continue with your calls. 888-808-1019. Just getting started on this Wednesday morning. We got a lot planned for you today. Remember, we talked about starting to talk about David Wright and his retirement, so we should do that. Some special guests on the show today scheduled as well. Today at 11 o'clock-ish, we should have Terry Collins in studio as we start the conversation about David Wright and drive down memory lane with David Wright having his number retired Saturday by the Mets. So it'll be an exciting week. You got the premiere of The Right Way on SNY tomorrow night. We'll have plenty of other Mets guests. We should have David Wright joining us on Friday as well. So looking forward to talking with TC coming up in about a half hour or so from now. Now, as for the Alonso stuff, before we get back to the calls, 888-808-119 and the almost All-Stars game last night. See, this is a reason why you get aggravated with it. And this is not a Met Homer thing. Trust me, I couldn't care less about the All-Star Game MVP or the almost All-Stars Game MVP. But you're telling me that Pete Alonso, who played the game, hit a three-run homer in the game, not some swing-off, didn't deserve the MVP honors? Kyle Schwarber did because of his three swings in the swing-off? Come on, man. By the way, I didn't realize until last night, I saw somebody on social media after Alonso hit his home run, only the third Met ever to hit a home run in an All-Star game. Lee Mazzilli, I think it was 79, Mazzilli, David Wright in 2006. David Wright, I mean, the last Met to do it in 2006. And then Alonso last night, but which is pretty cool, I guess. You have a player on your team hitting a home run. Even with the A's, like Rooker hitting a bomb last night, first A to do it since Terry Steinbach in 1988. I never really think about those things, but it's pretty cool when you have your organization, have somebody representing the almost All-Stars game hitting a home run. But Alonso was robbed. So Soto was robbed of being an All-Star by Major League Baseball and the voters. And then Alonso was robbed of the All-Star Game MVP. Now, I really don't care about it, so I'm not going to get worked up, but come on. It's ridiculous. This is why you got to boycott these things. The almost All-Stars game. Willie is calling from Howard Beach. What's up, Willie?
Yo, Sal, what's going on, my boy?
How are you,
Willie? I'm chilling. I tried to call like a couple weeks back. We got disconnected. You know I never disagree with you, Sal. Now I half agree with you, half disagree. Let me tell you. First of all, Pete got robbed, but here's the thing about the almost All-Star game. Juan Soto was almost an All-Star. And what I mean by that is you're saying it's not an All-Star game unless all the stars are there.
Right.
I agree. He finished the season like an All-Star. He went into the offseason an All-Star. He got the All-Star contract, but we didn't get the All-Star performance out the gate. Now, he got off to a hot swing, but, I feel like that got held against him. And while we're talking baseball and the game and as baseball fans, let's think about what he said publicly. He was more upset about the money, which is disgraceful. It's like me going to Petco and rounding it off to the nearest dollar to donate to AFC.
But Willie, let me ask you something. Let's have a real conversation here, man to man.
Let's do it, my boy.
Willie to Sal, okay? This is going to be fun. Do you think that Juan Soto is the lone player that cares primarily about the money?
No, but I think you said no Soto, no Sal, so I'm just keeping it on the topic.
Well, no, I understand that, but you said you didn't like hearing Soto talk about the money. But
I thought that was, and I'm a diehard Mets fan.
Understood, but whether you're a Mets fan or Yankee fan, I can understand if you don't like hearing some player, in this case Soto, talk about the money.
It's not the love of baseball. First of all, you just got $765 million, not the dollar in pockets, right?
Understood,
okay, but
Willie.
You should be more upset as a baseball player. But, you should be more upset you're not in the All-Star game.
But would
game.
You rather, Willie, understood, but let me ask you, would you rather hear Soto be open and honest about how he feels about the money, or would you rather hear the bull crap from most other players saying it's about representing the team, blah, 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 blah. You want to believe
I respect his honesty.
Well,
but now,
there
let me,
you go.
Here's my rebuttal, Sal. You have a daughter, and congratulations on your house in New Jersey. We haven't spoke. Listen, if your daughter's in a school play and she doesn't have a talking role, you and your wife ain't going to support? Of course you saw, right?
No.
Now, your
no.
daughter was almost an
Willie,
all-star, but she didn't.
Willie, you first of all,
you're
Willie.
You're still going to support, Sal.
Willie, I love you. Seriously.
I'm surprised you didn't watch, Mo. I'm real surprised at you, Sal.
No Soto, no Sal, Willie. And I love you. Thanks for the call. Great passion. Make sure you get back to us. Now, you bring up the, if Sammy was in school, what are my daughter Sammy? And I was just getting a text from my wife during the first break. Like, this is what I need to be hit with today. And during the first break. Come on. I'm trying to do something here. Trying to entertain. The almost All-Stars game. No Soto, no Sal. And I'm getting a text about Sammy's dance school. Sent an email. She's about to start dance, like, for the first time. I want to discuss this later tonight. We need to register her ASAP. She would start in December. Recital in June. So, Willie, when you ask me if there were a play or something and my daughter didn't have a talking part, you know what my response would be? No Sammy, no Sal. No Sammy, no Sal. She ain't talking, I ain't leaving. She ain't starting, I ain't departing. No Soto, no Sal, no Sammy, no Sal. And you can have an issue with Soto's comments, that's fine. I understand that, I respect it. But I'm just telling you that at least he was honest. Where all these other guys are full of crap. They're about the money too. They just don't want to say it. And you're playing right into it. Oh, look at that. So-and-so loves representing our team. And he loves the All-Star bonus. At least Soto said it. And if you want to enjoy the almost All-Stars game, you could do that. There's so many wrongs even with the almost All-Stars game. I can't get into it. I'm sorry. How many wrongs do we need? Soto should have been an All-Star, number one. The home run derby should be done the way the swing off is done. That's number two. If you are, in fact, going to have a home run derby, maybe you get the best, I don't know, this is just call me crazy, home run hitters in the sport to participate in it. If you are going to have an All-Star game, you should not only have the best players in the game participate in it, you should have those players play throughout the course of the day. Like the better players play the majority of the game. Not a scripted thing to get everybody in. And then if you are going to have a swing-off, you need to do it with the best home run hitters. And they're not there. Oh, and by the way, if you're going to name an MVP of the game, maybe do it based off of something that happened. Again, this is just crazy talk. Like, I know Manfred belongs in the Hall of Fame, and little old me, I'm just a washed-up talk show host that'll probably lose his job when Craig Carton comes back. What do I know? But if you're going to give out an All-Star game MVP, maybe have it from something that happened in the actual game. And by the way, I'm not worried about Craigie coming back. I told it to his face. You can come back all you want. Years ago. Whenever he came back in over the last, you can come back all you want. You're taking my spot. Steve is calling from Mayapack. What's up, Steve?
What's up, Sal?
How are you, Steve?
I'm good. Listen, I normally agree with you on a lot of things. I can't get behind. I can get behind your sentiment. I cannot get behind. It just seems very condescending. You talk about how you're, fan, you're not watching, no Sal, no Soto, no Sal.
Yes, boycotting.
You're
yeah.
going to talk for the next, yeah, you're going to talk for the next 3 hours about it. You woke up this morning licking your chops to get to the, get to the highlights. You're checking social media during the game. You weren't that busy on a Tuesday night that you could have just sat down, suck it up, and watch the game.
I wanted to watch the game, Steve. I wanted to watch the game. Sometimes you got to stand up for something in life.
You owe the people. You're a sports personality. We want to hear your opinion.
I'm giving you my opinion.
Behind your fire. You didn't even watch the game.
I did. I watched the condensed version of it. I know all the talking points better. Well, Steve, you're worried about
the game.
You're worried about the wrong things. I don't need to watch the stupid game. I watched the condensed version of it. I didn't want to. I boycotted it.
You are worried about the game because you're talking about it the last 40 minutes. You're going to talk about it for the next 3 hours.
I'm not going to talk about it for the next 3 hours. I can promise you
that.
No. I already told you. Terry Collins coming in studio at 11 o'clock. We're going to talk a lot of David Wright. I'll ask him about it.
My man.
Yeah, no,
I love
Steve,
you,
all good. I love you, too, and I appreciate you calling. And you guys can call me out on that. That's fine. Believe me. I told you this yesterday. This is me being honest with you. I do not lie to you. I'm being honest. I wanted to watch the All-Stars game. I love Major League Baseball. Love it. My favorite sport. Grew up loving the All-Star game. This year was the year I was looking forward most to watching the All-Star game. For years, it's fallen off. I've been to two, as a matter of fact. I went to the one at Yankee Stadium in 2008, and I went to the one at Citi Field in 2013. And I enjoyed it. It's a fun event. The Home Run Derby, the All-Star game, all that stuff. If you're there, the Home Run Derby is fun, even though it should be changed and all those different things. This year, I wanted to watch because there were New York ties, plenty of them. Lindor starting, Judge starting, Alonso an All-Star, Diaz, Peterson, Jazz, Rodon, Boone, our guy Boone, Joe Torre, and the fact that they were wearing the old uniforms or their proper uniforms. So there's a lot of appeal. I could not get behind. I'm actually shocked. When I first started the boycotting thing, I said it as a joke on Baseball Night New York because I assumed that in the coming days, this is when the first announcements came out last week, I assume that in the following days, Soto is going to be named as a replacement. How can these idiots not have the biggest star, one of the biggest stars in the All-Star game? Can't happen. So I was like, I'm boycotting the game unless Soto's named. Assuming he was going to get named. And then he didn't. And it made me even more mad. And then once I said the no Soto, no Sal, I got to stick by that. So you're right, I had nothing better to do last night. Sat down on the couch. I was listening to my wife babble for 15 minutes before we finally put the TV on. Oh, that's terrible. That's great. Oh, God. Yeah, okay. And believe me, I would have killed to watch the All-Star game. Can't do it. TV finally goes on. What's the first thing I hear? Whoever the Fox announcer was, Joe Davis, whatever it is. I'm like, no. Got to stay. Would you rather me come on here and lie to you? I can't do that. No Soto, no Sal. I boycott it. But I also have a job to do. So I made sure I knew what was going on and all the talking points for the game. And this morning I got up early, 6:30 a.m. Not only because I wanted to watch the condensed game, which took me 20 minutes, but also because I had to put the robot in the pool because my wife's friends are coming over. Not that I would get to enjoy it, but she will. I want to see a couple of spiders hanging out at the bottom of the pool. Get the robot going. But I'm on top of it. I know all the talking points. The nonsense with the swing off, the nonsense with Alonso getting robbed, the nonsense that it's an almost All-Stars game with no Soto, nonsense that even with the swing off, you get the best players not participating in it because they're out of here because they're on vacation, leaving the game early. I got it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
But you could call and give your opinion about it. That's the beauty of what we do. I want to hear from you and your thoughts on it. You know mine. What are your thoughts on it? Be fun to talk with TC for a little while and relive those memories of David Wright. Obviously, he managed David a long time there for key moments, including getting to the World Series together in 2015. Until then, let's continue the conversation about the Almost All-Stars game last night, 888-808-1019. Alonzo Robb's swing off I thought was lame. What do you guys think? Ryan is in Iceland. What's up, Ryan?
What's going on, Sal? How you doing, man?
Good, Ryan. What's up?
Nothing, man. You mentioned how the All-Star game used to be about pride, at least, but it used to be a lot more than that. I remember the majority of my life, the winner used to represent and get home field advantage. And to me, that meant all the world. I grew up a Yankee fan. My brother grew up a Mets fan. So instead of just worrying about Yankees versus Mets, you know, that one time a year, twice a year, we'd get lucky. That All-Star game, we used to really look forward to it. You know, obviously, the home run derby, everything used to be better. Most of these All-Star games are kind of a wash now anyway and a money grab. But the All-Star game itself, compared to the other major sports, it used to actually have a consequence.
Well,
that's a weight a lot more.
So how old are you, Ryan? You're obviously younger. How old?
I'm 29.
Okay. So you're right. Now, what led to that was that there was a tie in an All-Star game, and Bud Selig looked befuddled, like, oh, what do we do? I don't know. We're out of pitchers. Like, imagine Major League Baseball in an All-Star game getting to the point where they're out of pitchers, and just like, oh, that's it. Let's call it a tie. Like you would see on a Little League field when the sun goes away. I mean, Jesus. So then from there, it needs to count for something, and we got to make the All-Star game count, and they put home field on the line. Now, you as a Yankee fan, it mattered to you. But honestly, as a Mets fan, it really didn't matter much because the Mets weren't participating in the World Series very often, you know?
That's understandable.
And now the other part of that, though, Ryan, is would you really want Yankees home field, from a Yankee fan perspective, which you are, would you really want Yankees home field determined based on an exhibition, something like you saw last night?
No, and you're right. That used to drive me nuts as a kid. But my point is that used to have that added weight is what made the All-Star game interesting, and it made people watch. It's like if you were a baseball fan, you had to watch because you wanted to see that end result.
Yeah,
and because it used to be played like an actual baseball game. There was no like swing off or none of this nonsense.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, Ryan, and good call, and thank you for the call. Yes, I remember when baseball went to the – as a matter of fact, like I had to be reminded again that they got away from that. I can't keep up with all these rule changes. You know, when you're watching a sport, as some of us older people do, like for 40-plus years, the way that it was in 86 when I was a kid or 88 or 90 is different than it was as I started to become a young adult in 95 or 2000. And then, you know, in your 20s, it's different from what it is in the 30s, and now it's different in the 40s. I can't keep up. How many teams are in? I used to know on the back of my hand, like anything. I can name you how many teams, every team in each division, the managers on every freaking team. And as you get older, it's like, wait, how many teams are in it again? And between not just baseball, it's every sport changing. Basketball and football, all the rule, hockey. Oh, the two plays the three, and then there's what? It used to be 1 through 8, line them up, let's go. One plays 8, two plays 7, and so on. So it's hard to keep up. So much so that when you talk about an All-Star game, or in baseball's case, the almost All-Star game, like, I don't even really care about it because it's an exhibition, so I didn't really give it much thought about what's on the line, what's not. But when reminded, oh yeah, they took that away, I guess, a couple years ago, that it's not going to be home field or the determining factor in the home field in the World Series, which it shouldn't be. Kenny's on Staten Island. What's up, Kenny?
What's going on, Sal? Get that pool vacuum, Sal. You know, happy wife, happy life.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah, I know. You got a beautiful pool. I actually tweeted back.
Yes, I saw your picture, Kenny. You do as well. I saw your picture.
Yeah, listen, this All-Star game, it became a gimmick. It's a gimmick now. And before I get to Alonzo, basically what you have now is an NBA slam dunk contest. You know, the only thing they did right last night was that the teams wore their own uniforms. That was nice to see again. But with Alonzo, if Ohtani would have hit the three-run homer in the game, they don't take the MVP from Ohtani.
Excellent point.
Hands down.
Excellent point, Kenny.
Because they're in love with the Dodgers, and it's just ridiculous that what happened. And now, I don't know if you heard this, but I heard that the home run participants, if there is a tie, are determined before the game.
Yes. So John Heyman did an excellent job, and thank you for the call, Kenny. We appreciate the time, and good to hear from you. John Heyman did a great job of getting all the details on this stuff, because I was following along on social media with him this morning, and he had it that, I don't know if this came out last night or not, but I saw it this morning. So Heyman on Twitter, the swing-off participants were predetermined by the teams a day in advance. Travel plans impacted starters' availability to participate, which is obvious. Like, you knew that last night. If it's Aaron Judge's not going to be in the swing-off, well, why is that? Probably because Judge is long gone on his plane to wherever he's going on vacation for a little bit. Heyman also had the details of the rights-holding entities vote on the All-Star Game MVP. So Heyman wrote on social media, Schwarber won the MVP vote over Alonzo by a tally of 3-2, which is just really bullcrap. And not that it's Alonzo versus Schwarber, it's just garbage. And then it comes down to 3-2. Like, come on, dude. How's the guy going to be the MVP because of a swing-off? Good God. That's not part of the game. Shouldn't even be part of the events, period. It's a home run derby. That's what that should be. Anyway, Schwarber won the MVP vote over Alonzo 3-2, Heyman writes. Rights-holding entities vote, and one or two didn't get their vote in. So the people who are allowed to vote, and obviously there's only a few of them, the rights holders, one or two didn't get that. Makes all the difference in the world. Now, again, am I going to go nuts about the almost All-Stars game MVP? I'm not. But still, it's not right. Robbie's in Brooklyn. What's up, Robbie?
Hey, how you doing, Sal?
Good, Robbie. How are you?
I'm good. I was hoping to speak to Chris Lopresti, who's a real all-star sports commentator, or Keith McPherson, who's a real sports commentator. And I got stuck with you, but,
you didn't get stuck.
Okay.
Hey, Robbie, you didn't get stuck. And let me put you on hold for a second here, because you got just the background noise. I don't want that to fill as I talk here. I want you to hear this. You didn't get stuck with me. You chose to call. I'm not sure when CeeLo's on, hosting a show, but you certainly can call him at some point. You certainly can call Keith. He'll be on, I believe, later tonight if he's not on vacation. He will be on tonight. But you could call Keith. So then I'll ask you, Robbie, as I bring you back on, why are you calling me? You didn't get stuck. You chose to take the time out of your day to call me.
What I wanted to talk about was Juan Soto.
Mm-hmm. With me.
You listening?
I'm listening. I'm just curious why you said you got stuck.
April and May, Juan Soto batted 235.
Robbie.
He wasn't even in the top 100 players.
Robbie, I'm going to ask you.
Not even the top 100.
Robbie, I'm going to ask you one question, and then it's going to determine whether I keep you on or not. Do you think Juan Soto was an all-star player, yes or no?
No.
Then get lost. And go call Keith McPherson or Chris Lopresti. Don't want you on here. You believe this, TC? This guy's telling me Juan Soto's not an all-star. We got Terry Collins in the house right now. Hey, come on. This is the call that I got to take here. Hop, you getting TC set up with some headphones? Guys tell me Juan Soto's not an all-star. You can put his mic on, Dove. I mean, it's what I've been arguing about for 2 days here ahead of this all-star game. You got this mic here, TC. Yeah, there you go. You're on right now. This guy's calling up and telling me Juan Soto's not an all-star. He said he wants to call somebody else, but I aggravated him because I said I'm not watching the game. No Soto, no Sal. I boycotted last night.
I didn't watch it either. But that wasn't because there wasn't any Soto in the game. I watched the first part of it, but the extra inning stuff. I mean,
Did you read or hear about the swing off that they now implement?
I saw the replay this morning.
Your thoughts on this?
You know, Sal, I want to play the game. You know, I want to play the game the way it's supposed to be played. You know, years ago, you, at the All-Star games, you had to have like 11 or 12 innings worth of pitching. So the fans could, if there was a tie game, you'd at least be able to play 12 innings. And now, but, you know, it was exciting and everybody got geeked up for it.
So. Yeah, but even with that, now you managed the All-Star game in 2016 after getting to the World Series in 2015.
Right.
And Boone was talking about it last night, and I don't know if it's changed in the 10 years. But they had, first of all, it was predetermined who they were going to put in this swing off. I know you didn't have that in 2015 or 2016. But guys make plans, I guess, to bolt. So you, like, had it scripted to, hey, I'm going to get this guy two at-bats or get this guy in so they could get out of here and go on there.
Well, you got to remember now, when I did the All-Star game in 2016, the game meant something.
Still home field?
Home field advantage. And so the fans voted, at that year, the fans voted seven Cubs on the team. So I played them, I got them, tried to get them two at bats, and then I got the other guys in who the players voted as.
Did you pick the reserves as the All-Star manager? You picked the reserves yourself? You don't have to put those on.
No. Some of them, yes. You call around because there are some guys, Sal, that, you know, it's an honor, but, you know, they some of those guys want a day off.
Right.
And there are guys who go to the All-Star game and tell them, hey, look, I don't want to pitch or I don't want to play. I'm here, you know, I'm honored about being here, but I need to rest. So I just think it's a great game. It's a tremendous honor, but there are guys sometimes who, you know, hey, look, I'm tired this time.
Was it fun for you or more of a pain in the neck trying to get everybody in or make everybody happy?
Yeah, when I did it, it was really a pain. It was really, really hard. I spent 2 weeks calling every manager about, you know, guys that they thought should be on their, you know, on the team. And then you'd find out, hey, I called a couple of managers and they say, look, I know my guy's there, but, you know, don't let him throw more than 25 pitches. And so you're trying to script the game itself, and it gets to be hard. I mean, it gets to be really, really hard because you want to – I took Bartolo Colon from my team, and I said, Bartolo, if this goes extra innings, you're in. Because he can, you know, I know he can go nine innings. So,
how many could he give you today? You think, Skip? Yeah.
I know he's going to pitch for me on September 13th, and the game's only three innings. He can throw all three if he wanted to.
That's right. That's going to be out at Citi Field, September 13th, Mets alumni game. You're managing the Citi Field team.
Citi Field team. Yeah.
Versus who are you going against? Bobby V.
V. And
Willie.
And Willie. And then it's going to be Jerry Manuel and I on the Citi Field team.
Ah, Jerry made the cut.
My guys can still play. Half of my players.
I know. I was talking to actually some of the older guys, Piazza and Franco. They're worried about that, thinking, oh man, we got to go against it. Daniel Murphy. Looks like he can get in a big league game right now and go nuts.
I know it. I mean, you got Tejada's probably still playing someplace, and you know, you got a lot of other guys that, and I've got three or four pitchers that, you know, of course I just lost Syndergaard, but other than that, I got some guys who could probably still pitch.
He might be back before you know it.
He might be signed up
with the White Sox, right? Is it a minor league deal? Or is it in the
major? Minor league deal, I think.
Okay,
yeah.
I know. All right, so we'll take a quick break here. We'll come back and reset. You're in obviously town because of David Wright. I know it's going to be a big deal all week. You're the first guest that we have in here. We have some special guests lined up the rest of this week as well as David. You and I are going to be doing the show together with David and Jose on Friday, Baseball Night in New York. So it's a big week. I'm curious to get your plans. Like in town, you just got in last night. I know you're taking some time out of your schedule here. I'm sorry to interrupt.
It's all right.
But it's for the captain. It's not necessarily.
That's correct.
For the captain.
And so, you.
Yeah.
And you. You know, that's it.
And by the way, we did talk about this. I saw you out at Citi Field for the Met Yankee game, Subway Series. You mentioned you're managing that alumni game. If you need a bat boy, I'm your guy. I'll get a uniform. Hey, I'll go shag flies. I'll get a bat. Whatever you need, TC. I'm your guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.